They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35, we sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, both men and women, making a difference right here in our own backyard and our communities. And our next guest is doing backyards, kitchens, bedrooms, all kinds of stuff. Let me introduce you to one of the two dependable divas in town. This is a company that was started almost 15 years ago. Erica Gentner is our guest this morning. Good morning, Erica. How are you?
Great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Well, I have to ask, and we've had you on the program before, and obviously you and I know each other very well. You and your mom started this company a long time ago, and I asked this simple question. I can't stand my own unorganized self. How can you stand others' unorganization to put this together? Because I give you tons of credit for wanting to do something like this.
We absolutely love it. In a way, the messier the better, because then you see even more progress. But the impact that we make on people's lives, I think, is what really makes us keep wanting to do it. You know, the other day someone said, oh my gosh, now my pantry's happy and magical. Right. So at first we walked in and, I mean, it was floor to ceiling of expired food and pots and pans, and no one wanted to walk in there. And now all of a sudden they're like, yes, we want to cook again.
Right.
So
that's
I
great.
Think that's the reason that we like it so much.
I find this interesting. You have two bachelor's degrees, right? One
right.
in education, one in like hotel restaurant management from NAU.
Correct.
Did you do those two so you could be a dependable diva? Probably not, right? So you're a good example of, look, you go to school, doesn't necessarily mean that's what you're going to do for a living.
Right. And I think that both of the degrees helped me start this business. I was an event planner, so I did have to be organized. And also with teaching, I felt like, you know, I'd learned different organizational skills.
Absolutely.
But yes, it is kind of funny. I did nothing with it.
All right. So you were featured on, I think, one of the hoarding shows, Hoarding Alive or something like that. When you see a show like that, does it give you the heebie-jeebies or do you go, yes, there's my next project?
I say, yes, that's my next project. I really, really enjoy, you know, just all aspects of organizing, from hoarding to, you know, helping people with their garages, as simple as, you know, helping them file papers.
I think, and you've talked about this with us before, you could be a one-time hire, right? Or you could be someone that comes in once a quarter to really do stuff. A lot of times, though, people have let an organization go, right? It's just they've given up on a pantry or they've given up on a garage and it's just a hot mess and they don't know where to put everything. You could come in one time and fix it. But then you also kind of do stuff for people on an ongoing basis, am
yes,
I right?
Yes, we have maintenance plans. So, you know, like you said, some people hire us, you know, a one-time deal. Other people, we go back quarterly. I even have clients that I go to weekly just to do, like, filing and, you know, small projects. So it just kind of depends on you or your family's needs.
We are visiting with Erica Gentner. She is one of the two dependable divas. Your mother is the other, correct?
Correct.
And
yes.
So you guys kind of tag team this. When you go in on a project, is it one or both of you? Does it matter? Does it? How does that work?
Actually, we have a couple contractors that work with us as well. Depending on the size of the job, the budget, how quickly they want it done, you know, we do moves, relocations, things like that. So we could have, you know, four or five of us on the job, just depending on how big the job is.
I've moved a couple times over the last 10 years, and I always lose stuff. I don't know. I swear I packed it, and then I swear I unpacked it, but it's just gone. I know that you guys do this for families and people that, hey, you're moving, and they really don't want to deal with it, or they just want some help in packing correctly, safely. You guys will come in and do all that and then unpack them when they get to the new spot.
Yes, I always suggest having us declutter on the back end. And then, you know, when you're moving in, that's probably my favorite thing to do, is set people up in their new homes just so there's a spot for everything to start with.
I was going to say, when you move into that new home, probably one of the major mistakes people make is, like, you've been moving, right, all day or maybe a couple days, and you're just over it. And you just want to be in, and put your feet up, and be in your new home.
Right.
So you just throw everything in the pantry or throw everything in that guest
and
closet.
And you'll deal with it later.
And you'll never deal with it
right.
later, right? That's
right.
one of the biggest problems. So if you're on hand, it gets done the first time the right way.
Right, and quickly, because we're not thinking about it. We've done this many times. It's not our stuff. We're not emotionally attached to it. So us, we just put it in a logical spot, let it be.
Dependable Divas, your organizing answer is kind of their tagline. Their website, dependable-divas.com. You've been featured all over the valley on television stations and news and print and all kinds of stuff. As you have grown it over the last 15 years? You mentioned you have some contractors and stuff. How many people are now considered Dependable Divas?
So there's six of us total.
And
we started off, you know, we would get a job here or there. Now we could work 7 days a week full-time.
Really?
So, yes.
So that
yes.
busy. So there's that many people. I think one thing I wanted to ask you about, too, how about, like, offices? You know, like a guy or a girl, they go in their office and they're like, oh, my God, my files, this, that. It's just a mess. Do you tackle
paperwork
those?
Is probably one of our top phone calls. People, you know, don't know what to do with their papers. How long do we need to keep them? You know, this one's really important. And, again, from a physical, emotional standpoint, we don't have the attachment that people do. So we just logically, categorize it or discard it. And yes, paperwork is a big problem people have.
We're visiting with Erica Gentner and our business leader spotlight on this Wednesday morning. She is the owner of the Dependable Divas, a local Arizona company that does organizing, helping with moves, all different kinds of stuff. I wanted to, what you just hit on is interesting because I've seen it firsthand, that attachment thing, right? Maybe it's a daughter or son and their parents have passed and they have all their stuff. How hard is that to, you know, go into a home and be like, look, here's what we need to do, but they have that attachment for some reason to old clothes or, you know, letters or whatever it might be.
Right. I was just reading something like a month or two ago that one in every 10 families have additional storage units to house things, just as you're speaking about, because they're not ready to process it. So we're there to assist, like, if you're going to keep it, then let's, you know, present it in a way that it can be treasured or looked at, you know, like if it was your grandpa's flag, well, let's find a way to display it.
Sure.
Instead of just throwing it in a box.
In the closet, right. Well, that is great. All right, I want you to give the best way to reach out to you guys. I know that there are people listening that go, oh, I need this so, so bad. And it's relatively affordable, right? I mean,
Not
charging ridiculous rates to come in and clean someone's pantry out.
No, it's definitely affordable. And, you know, we've found that we've saved people money by hiring us because they don't have to, you know, dig through or buy things again. You know, they know what they have. They will use what they have and then it later.
A lot of times, especially I looked at a lot of your before after pictures, it's simply getting us like a pantry, for instance. You use a lot of crates and things that hold these items. So the items are still in the pantry. They're just not spread out and on top of each other. You have a system.
Right. So you all guys, your noodles are in one spot.
Right,
all
right,
your,
right.
You know.
And you guys do all that, right? You'll go get the stuff. You'll bring it back and do that's part of it.
Yes,
right?
That's part of it. Yep. We make it as simple as possible on you.
I think it's awesome. All right. Let's tell people how to get in touch with you.
You could go to our website, dependable-divas.com, or give me a call. Our phone number is 480-518-7992.
And ask for Erica and say, hey, I heard you on Money Radio. I'm a mess. And have her come and clean it up. So you really like watching Hoarders. I get that show.
Oh, I love it.
The heebie-jeebies. I watch it. I'm like, how do you do that?
Yeah, just love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff. And I've known Erica for a long, long time. She's a great lady and obviously does a great job. Dependable Divas. It's Dependable Dash. So make sure you put the dash in there. Divas, D-I-V-A-S, DependableDivas.com or call 480-518-7992. I think it's great what you're doing. You're helping a lot of people here in the valley, and I appreciate you allowing us to shine the spotlight on you and your mom's company.
Mark, thanks so much for having me.
Appreciate it. That's Erica Gentner. She is the owner of Dependable Divas, our business leader spotlight for Wednesday.